calling up relatives for an aliyah, one after the other. Someone has a simcha in shul, and the gabbai would like to give the relatives aliyahs to the Torah. Is there any issue in regulation regarding giving aliyahs to relatives one after the other, or with a break in between? Is there a difference between the type of relatives, such as grandparents and grandchildren, or uncles and parents-in-law, etc.? So these points and their various details is what will be discussed in today's halacha. Today's halacha is taken from our Sefer, the Laws of Kriyas HaTorah, which is a unique Sefer that covers all the laws of the Torah reading. This halacha is taken from Chapter 6, Halacha 5, available for purchase on Amazon.com and on our website. So indeed, in the Talmud, we do not find any restriction regarding calling up relatives one after the other for aliyahs. And so is the conclusion of most Rishonim that from the letter of the law, there is no issue with doing so. So rules the Kolboy and the Mordechai, and so is the ruling of the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 141, halacha 6. Some Rishonim, however, hold that in truth, relatives are invalid to be called up from the letter of the law one after the other, being that they are considered invalid witnesses for each other. From the Beis Yosef, Ateres Kenim, and the Prima Godim. According to this opinion, all relatives that are invalid for edus for each other for testimony are likewise invalid to be called up one after the other. Practically, however, we do not rule like this opinion, as rules the Gra, the Kaf HaChaim, and as is the implication of the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch. Nonetheless, despite it being permitted from the letter of the law to call up relatives one after the other, the custom, states the Mechaber, is to be stringent to avoid doing so due to Ayin Hara. What exactly is the Ayin Hara? Because back in the day, people used to actually read from the Torah. And if people see that two relatives, a son and a father, know how to read really well, they're going to say, wow, what a prestige family, and it may enter jealousy into their eyes, which can cause the evil eye to befall on this family. From here, by the way, we learn that the concept of Ayin Hara is not some made-up superstition, but actually does have a source within halacha. This prohibition applies even if the individuals in question, the relatives, say, we don't care about Ayin Hara. We'll tough it out. We're not scared of no evil eye. So is the ruling Nagos Beis Yosef, the Yerabba Beke Yosef, Yosef Emetz, Mishnah Brur, Shar Ephraim, and many other Achrainim. As something that contains Ayin Hara that can be of damage to you, you don't have the right to forfeit. The entire restriction against calling up relatives is specifically one after the other. However, to call up relatives after a break in between, such as calling up a father, then calling up a random individual, and then calling up a son for the third aliyah, is not a problem. Now, regarding calling up for Shvi and then Maftir, two relatives, so while this matter is debated amongst the Paiskim, practically the Ramah rules that it may not be done, and so is the final ruling. The Achrayim, however, explain that this is only referring to the typical Shvi and Maftir of Shabbos, in which we read from the same Sefer Torah. However, on a Yantif, when we read from a second Sefer Torah, with Kaddish in between, then it is permitted to call up two relatives, one for Shvi and one for Maftir. Now for the million-dollar question, to which relatives does this restriction apply? So the Mechaber explicitly mentions two types of relatives. One is a father and son. A father may not be called for an aliyah after his son, and a son may not be called for an aliyah after his father. The second relative he mentions are brothers, whether maternal or paternal or both. Brothers may not be called for an aliyah one after the other. Regarding grandparents and grandchildren, can you call up the grandfather and then the next aliyah call up the grandson? So practically this matter is debated in the Paiskim, with some completely permitting it and others saying only permitted by a maternal grandfather, meaning it's permitted to call up a grandfather and then call up his daughter's son right after him. However, his son's son may not be called up. Practically one is to be stringent in this matter, and therefore paternal grandparents or paternal grandsons are not to be called up for aliyahs one after the other. However, maternal grandsons and maternal grandfathers may be called up for an aliyah one after the other. Regarding calling up one's son-in-law or father-in-law, the Shver, one after the other, so the Pesach HaDevir writes that it is permitted to do so. There is no restriction here. This is not the type of relative that the Ayin Hara applies to. Now, what does one do b'di'evit if accidentally the Gabbai called up one relative after the other, such as a father and son or two brothers? So the Achrayim rule that in such a case, if he already went up to the Bima, he should get the Aliyah, and the first relative who just finished his Aliyah should leave and not wait there as he normally does. If, however, he did not yet go up to the Bima to get his Aliyah, then he should not go up, and rather another person should be called up in his stead. Regarding if you called up an individual for an aliyah and he wasn't in shul and you want to call up his son instead, is it permitted? The answer is yes, as the ayin hara only applies to actually having two relatives read or to be called up to the Torah one after the other, and not one in place of the other. May two relatives be called up, one for Hagba, one for Glila? The answer is yes. The restriction is only regarding aliyahs and not regarding the mitzvahs of Hagba and Glila. Nonetheless, some write that one is not to call them both up by name or give them both a Misha Beirach. Regarding Simchas Torah, the custom is to be lenient in Simchas Torah to call up relatives one after the other, by Chasam Torah and Chasam Bereishis. However, by the other aliyahs within Vazayis HaBracha, it's implied from the Paiskim, from the Achrayim, that it should not be done. Nonetheless, practically, even so, we see the widespread custom is to ignore the Ayin Hara and Simchas Torah and even allow calling up relatives one after the other within the main aliyahs of Vazayis HaBracha.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.